The clerk just reminded me tomorrow I have a lunch meeting, judge's meeting, so we'll have to have a little longer lunch tomorrow. You may want to start Mr. Flatley's testimony today. See what you can do to pare it down before this afternoon. Call your next witness, please.
Dipping Che.
Dipping Che, called as a witness by the plaintiff, having been first duly sworn, was examined and testified as follows.
Would you please state your full name and spell your whole name for the record, please?
Dipping Che, D-I-P-I-N-G, last name C-H-E.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Dr. Che.
Good afternoon.
Are you currently employed by Illumina?
Yes.
And what is your current position with Illumina?
Associate Director in the Engineering Department.
When did you first become employed by Illumina?
July 6th.
Have you held that same position throughout your employment at Illumina?
No.
Take us through the various positions you've had.
Senior Scientist Program Manager, and then Associate Director.
What was your position in the summer of 2000, during the time of the roadshow?
Senior Scientist.
What were your duties and responsibilities at that time?
I was responsible for developing imaging systems.
Imaging systems?
Yes, that's correct.
And what are imaging systems used for at Illumina?
The imaging system is used to detect if fluorescent signals come out from fiber optic bundles.
Fluorescent signals are the signals sent from the fluorescent dyes that are attached.
Fluorescent dyes, that's correct.
And how does the imaging system that was used by Illumina, how does it detect a signal from a fluorescent dye?
It uses light source, to excite fluorescent dye. The dye will go through energy transfer, a water process. Some of the energy will be remained to return back to the ground state, and the energy will be released as form of light. That light is called fluorescence. We will capture those light from the molecule by objects and detectors.
Is the actual color of the dye being detected? Is that visible with the naked eye?
Depending how much dyes there are, and the case under our experimental conditions, our normal use, the dye is generally not visible to the naked eye.
So it's read through some sort of computer system?
It is computerized, assisting detector.
Did Dr. Zarnik assist you at all in the development of the imaging system at Illumina?
In a way, he's not technically. Not too much technically, because
that's your area.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's correct.
So, in what way did Dr. Zarnik assist you with respect to the imaging system?
Managerially, probably just general support, and as co-worker as well as senior management.
Is the imaging system that you used for looking at the molecules, is it called a white light system? Is that the system you used?
Develop a different imaging systems. Usually is two-color laser system. Later, we had a multicolor laser, which is argon-krypton laser, multiple laser lines, a different wavelength. And finally, it evolved to a white light system, which uses a xenon arc lamp.
You mentioned the argon-krypton laser. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
When did the argon-krypton laser arrive at Illumina?
I don't recall the specific date. I think it's in the year 2000.
Let's take a look, please, at Exhibit 297.
I'm sorry, Counsel. What?
297.
Thank you.
Dr. Che, do you recognize this exhibit as being an email you received from Tony Zarnik on August 10th, 2000?
Yes.
That email states, "Dipping Cascade Blue Filter Set has arrived. I would love to work with you to do an experiment on the ARK laser system. Would you have any time tomorrow? Let me know. Thanks, Tony." You recall receiving this email?
I guess I received this one, yeah.
And the ARK laser, that's the argon krypton laser?
That's correct.
Is it true, sir, that
the K should be KR, that should be krypton?
Better abbreviation would be ARKR.
That's correct.
So does that refresh your recollection that the Argon Krypton laser arrived somewhere around August 10th of 2000?
Objection. I think that mischaracterizes the text of the exhibit. It makes reference to a filter set.
Is it your recollection that the Argon Krypton laser arrived at around August 10th of 2000?
Probably a little bit before.
And what is Cascade Blue filter set? What is that?
Cascade Blue is a dye that absorbs a lower wavelength and emit probably 470, something like that. I don't recall exactly what wavelength it emits.
So that's a filter to let through a certain color?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you recall that Dr. Zarnik was working on a project relating to binary oligo encoding in about August of 2000?
I'm aware he's doing some experiment. I don't know the plan or the goal of that particular test. In general, I thought Illumina was... Many people is doing dealing with the dyes and trying to find best dyes at the same time.
Do you recall that Dr. Zarnik was working on an experiment using five colors in about August of 2000?
That's correct.
And did you and Dr. Zarnik have discussions about whether this particular laser, the Argon Krypton laser, would be helpful in doing the type of experiments that Dr. Zarnik was conducting at that time?
We had discussions on that.
And did you agree that the Argon Krypton laser would be an important tool to have for Dr. Zarnik to be able to do this five-color decoding?
At that time, yes. There are other ways to do it as well.
Now, this email that we looked at says that Dr. Zarnik would love to do an experiment on that Argon Krypton laser. Did you, in fact, work with Dr. Zarnik on an experiment using the Argon Krypton laser in about that time frame?
Yes.
That experiment was done in the laboratory at Illumina.
Yes, that's correct.
And I'll probably regret asking this, but we do need you to try to describe in simple terms what that experiment was.
What we tried to do is to find out the crosstalk between different color channels, and that's basically it.
You say crosstalk?
Crosstalk between different color channels, or other people call it bleeding through.
That's when it appeared that two colors were overlapping in terms of what the imaging system was reading?
Yes.
And this particular laser, the Argon Krypton laser, was better at separating colors, is that right?
That's correct.
And that was important when you were doing a five-color experiment, right?
That's correct.
And the results of that experiment that you and Dr. Zarnik worked on, can you describe to the jury generally what those results were? Were they promising? Were they not so good? How would you characterize them?
It definitely serves some purpose. It is better than the previous laser system in which we only used the argon ion laser.
So the results using the argon krypton laser were better than the results using previous imaging systems?
Yes, theoretically can predict that as well.
Can you estimate for us approximately how long it was before Dr. Zarnik was fired that you and Dr. Zarnik worked on this experiment using the argon krypton laser?
We probably did the experiment a little bit shortly after this message, and I don't recall when Dr. Zarnik left us. I don't recall exact date, so you can calculate from there.
So you say you did this experiment sometime in mid-August 2000?
Something around there.
Let's take a look at a different exhibit now, Exhibit 276. Dr. Che, do you recognize Exhibit 276 as an email exchange between you and Tony Zarnik?
I think that's right.
So Dr. Zarnik sent you this email on July 26, 2000, asking, do I understand correctly, that the 768 decode experiment was performed with effectively two colors, not three, right?
Yes.
And then you responded to Dr. Zarnik the same day, is that correct?
Yes.
This relates to mislabeling of dyes from molecular dynamics.
Yes.
Before you learned of the mislabeling of the dyes, how many colors did you believe had been used in the 768 decode experiment?
We assumed, or soon discovered, had three.
I'm sorry, you thought there would be three?
I thought before the experiment result come out, we thought it's four. But as soon as we analyzed the data, we realized it's three.
So you thought they had been using four. You came to learn they were actually using three, right?
Yes.
And those three colors we've generally called blue, green, and red. Would you agree with that?
I don't recall which three we used.
Now, Dr. Zarnik was asking you in this email whether you understood that this experiment really was done with two colors, and your response was indicating most likely that is the case.
Yes.
What led you to believe at that point in time that the experiment most likely had been conducted with only two colors, not three?
Based on the fact that there are too much bleed-through. That's one. The second one is we went back to, with respect of those dyes that we used, we concluded the spectral characteristics are fairly among those. Of the three dyes, two of them are very close. So we contacted the vendor and we find a road course for that program.
You observed that there was a problem with the experiment before you learned about the mislabeling, right?
Can you repeat that question again?
Sure. Based on what you saw and knew, you believe that there had been a problem with this experiment concerning bleed-through of colors before you knew that there had been mislabeling of dyes?
From the experiment data, we would conclude there is possibly mislabel. Then later confirmed from the supplier that it is, in fact, mislabeled.
Is that the case because when you were looking at the data, it appeared that there were only two colors showing up?
That's correct.
Who contacted the vendor to ask about the labeling issue?
I don't recall.
It's important in doing decoding experiments when you use three colors to be able to separate all three colors. Is that right?
That's correct.
It was your job to, using the imaging system, to look at the data and see whether you could see three distinct colors.
That is not exactly my job or function. My job was developing imaging systems, and I was involved with that as a scientist, with that analysis as a scientist, but not responsible for the conclusion about that. I make suggestions and...
So you were responsible for developing the imaging system to be able to see three separate colors?
That's correct.
Based on your background and experience, you did some analysis of that data, right?
That's correct.
But you weren't responsible in terms of your job responsibilities for the accuracy or quality of that.
That's correct.
Based on what you saw using the imaging system, you could only see basically two colors, not three.
Yeah, due to mistake from the manufacturer.
Nothing further.
You may examine.